Chapter 15, Jehoshaphat, the King Who Believed God. Called to the throne at the age of 35, Jehoshaphat had before him the example of good King Asa, who in nearly every crisis had done that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. During a reign of 25 years, Jehoshaphat sought to walk in all the ways of Asa his father. He turned not aside. He endeavored to persuade his subjects to take a firm stand against idolatry. Many in his realm sacrificed and burned incense on the high places, RSV. From the beginning the king tried to safeguard Judah from the sins characterizing the northern kingdom under Ahab. Jehoshaphat sought not unto Baalim, but sought to the Lord God of his father, and walked in his commandments, and not after the doings of Israel. The Lord was with him, and established the kingdom in his hand. Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance. As time passed, the king took away the high places and groves out of Judah. And the remnant of the Sodomites, which remained in the days of his father Asa, he took out of the land. Thus gradually the inhabitants of Judah were freed from perils that had threatened to retard seriously their spiritual development. Throughout the kingdom the people were in need of instruction in the law of God. By conforming their lives to its requirements they would become loyal both to God and to man. Knowing this, Jehoshaphat took steps to ensure to his people thorough instruction in the Holy Scriptures. By royal appointment instructors went about throughout all the cities of Judah, and taught the people. And, as many put away sin, a revival was effected. In obedience to God's law there is great gain. If the teachings of God's word were made the controlling influence in the life of every man and woman, the evils that now exist in national and social life would find no place. From every home would go forth an influence that would make men and women strong in spiritual insight and in moral power. For many years Jehoshaphat was unmolested by surrounding nations. The fear of the Lord fell upon all the kingdoms of the lands that were round about Judah. Jehoshaphat waxed great exceedingly, and he built in Judah castles, and cities of store. Men of war waited on the king. Blessed with riches and honor, he was enabled to wield a mighty influence for truth and righteousness. In the height of his prosperity Jehoshaphat consented to the marriage of his son Jehoram to Athaliah, daughter of Ahab and Jezebel. This union formed between Judah and Israel an alliance which in time of crisis brought disaster to the king and to many of his subjects. On one occasion Jehoshaphat visited the king of Israel at Samaria. Special honor was shown the royal guest from Jerusalem, and he was persuaded to unite with Israel in war against the Syrians. Ahab hoped that by joining with Judah he might regain Ramoth, one of the old cities of refuge, which, he contended, rightfully belonged to Israel. Jehoshaphat in a moment of weakness rashly promised to join him against the Syrians, yet his better judgment led him to seek the will of God concerning the undertaking. "Inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord," he suggested to Ahab. In response, Ahab called 400 false prophets, and asked, "Shall we go to Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear?" They answered, "Go up, for God will deliver it into the king's hand." Unsatisfied, Jehoshaphat asked, "Is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides, that we might inquire of him? There is yet one man, Micaiah the son of Imla, by whom we may inquire of the Lord." Ahab answered, "But I hate him, for he doth not prophesy good concerning me." Jehoshaphat was firm in his request that the man of God be called. Micaiah said, "I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills, as sheep that have not a shepherd, and the Lord said, 'These have no master, let them return every man to his house in peace.'"